Well, Amanda, welcome back to the podcast. I'm glad to have you back.
So happy to be back.
So this is our mini-series in Nourishing November, and today our topic is friendship. And there's a really good reason why I chose you, because not only are you one of my dear friends, but also now having been friends with you for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, I really should know the math on that at this point, but... you do friendship probably the best I've ever seen. You do it really, really well, because I don't know if it's your personality or if it's just something you've learned or if it's just wisdom or all the things, but your ability to be friends with people that span states and miles and hours and time zones, but also you are able to be friends with people that you really know not that much about, or you guys were friends a long time ago and now you're very different people, but you're still able to engage them in a friendship. And I think for a lot of people, that's a challenge. And especially nowadays, if we disagree, sometimes it can be very difficult to maintain a friendship. And I have just seen you do this in several different arenas where, and I remember you saying to me one time, you know, some of the friends that you're still friends with from high school, if you met them today, you may not be friends with them. But because you guys have a history and you have lived life together, they're important to you, just as important as they were, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. So anyway, I was just wondering if you would share with us today, not only maybe some tips and tricks on how to do friendship well, but also kind of a little nugget of wisdom of what you would tell people if they're engaging in a friendship with someone that maybe they disagree with, or they don't know how to engage with them. So that's kind of two parts, but it all mixes together and you just run with it where you want to run.
For one thing, thank you. I appreciate all the nice, wonderful things you said about me. You know, I feel like that I've been able to be a good friend to my friends, because I've had friends that have been good friends to me. I think about situations where you and I would be talking, like, back in the day, which for us is like a few years ago, and we would be talking about, like, struggles we were having with certain people, or you would be talking about, like, maybe a friend or so that you were struggling with, or more like they were struggling with something you were doing or saying or growing. And I remember, like, looking at you and being like, that's not a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what friends do. And I think the only reason I know that is because I've had the privilege of having some really amazing friends who, for whatever reason, have just stuck by me, you know, through everything. Friendships are like any relationship. It takes, you know, the people in the relationship to make it work. You know, if one person chooses to be done, like, you can't make the friendship work anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really important to remember, is I'm only as good of a friend as somebody will allow me to be, and vice versa. So I don't know. I feel like that to me is like one of the biggest parts. I have one of my oldest friends, Jennifer. I've known her forever. Like, I don't have a lot of memory without her in my life. And we are very different people, but we've always been super different people. And we fought a lot. My mom really disliked her when we were growing up. She thought she was a bad influence. And, you know, it was just like, I mean, we really had like a sister bond very early, because she just, like, for whatever reason, like, I just didn't want her to go away and she didn't want me to go away. And, like, we did stupid stuff to each other, betrayed each other in small ways, got grounded from each other for a summer because of shenanigans. But at the end of the day, throughout all our differences, we just kept choosing to be in each other's space. And that continues to this day. So I give her the credit of being one of, like, she's like my best friend, my sister, my oldest friend. I really think what's interesting when you talk about differing opinions, which I'm with you, like, there's nothing that burns my biscuits more than people who think that just because you're in a relationship you have to agree. Mm-hmm. You know, what's so interesting is that for me personally, I feel like in my romantic relationships, this was a lot harder for me to, like, come to grips with. Like, just because you're with somebody, like, dating them, married to them, whatever, doesn't mean that, like, you have to be into everything together.
Right.
You don't have to, yeah, it's like, it's healthy for you to have different views, different interests. Like, it's okay as long as your core is that, you know, you guys want to be together, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, so for me, like, romantic relationships are harder. And I guess, you know, hashtag hormones. Like, I just couldn't, I had a really hard time, like, not having, like, codependent relationships. And that's something I still work on today. But my friendships, I think because I don't know, I feel like maybe I just got super, super lucky. I was friends with some, like, really independent, strong-willed women and men. And because of that, like, there's not really a lot of room for, like, any codependency, mm-hmm. You know, because where you love your friends and you want to be with them, there's also this, like, you know, they're also very, but when you're around strong people or very independent people, they're like, you know, I'm gonna do this, and I don't, you know, and I don't really care, mm-hmm. And that included me, and I included everybody, but it included me too. Obviously that does not talk about, like, harming somebody, but, like, just general differences. So I think because these are the friends that I had, they were all just very unique, very different. Obviously, like, I'm a little bit of a chameleon. I feel like I can exist in a lot of different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like as I get older, I think, I don't know, maybe it's a counterintuitive point, but, like, when I was younger, I thought as I get older, like, this will get easier, like, being in all these different spaces. But actually, as I get older, it becomes, I think, harder.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, that chameleon-ness, you know, doesn't really serve me as much because it often feels like, you know, we talk about having different opinions. Sometimes with my own, like, really good friends, you know, there are moments where not saying anything when a friend is doing something that I feel it could be harmful to them, or just, like, they have a view that I am like, I don't agree with that. Trying to be a chameleon is exhausting.
Yeah.
So I think as I've gotten more confident, which I will say, I feel like as I've gotten older and I've gotten more confident and secure, that I've lost more friends probably over the past, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, which I'm not talking about, like, a ton, but I feel like I've still lost, like, friends, contact with some people, because I chose to put a boundary there, because it just wasn't healthy. So that's not the majority, but I feel like, you know, I don't really care. You know, my husband, when we talk about, because, like, right now we're getting ready for, like, midterms, and I'm sure this episode might come out after the midterms, but, you know, my husband and I, when we talk about politics, like, you know, he'll say, like, oh, this is what, I'm interested in voting for this person, or whatever, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's talk about that, like, tell me what you think, and okay, well, here's what I think. And then it's like we move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's like a micro example of basically how I want to interact with everybody.
Mm.
And we kind of said this earlier as we were chatting before you started recording. And I almost feel like that statement kind of like sums it all up for me. It's so much about getting out of the way, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that's what my friends who I've had a long time have done for me. They've just gotten out of the way. Like, you know, they saw me be in some, like, really difficult relationships. You know, my husband now, when I went through a really difficult time, but they stood by me. You know, mm-hmm. They would tell me, these are my concerns, this is how I feel. And then they would just kind of be like, okay, but I'm here.
Yeah.
you know, I'm here no matter what, which it doesn't mean that, like, they, you know, I don't know. I think there's boundaries to that as well, but depending on what's healthy for everybody. But at the end of the day, like, you know, no matter what happened, even if I was in a bad relationship to the point where they were like, well, we can't be friends, which that never happened. But if that had happened, if I came back and said, hey, I'm sorry, that guy was an asshole and I, you know, I should have not been with that person, they would have immediately let me back in. Like, it would never have been the door is completely closed and locked. It would have been, girl, I got to keep this door closed for right now, but, you know, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. And so I learned that from them. You know, and I think it's exhausting, too, to say that we have to constantly agree with each other, to be in relationship with each other. And I really do think, to bring back that point that I was saying before, I really think that so much of friendship is just, you know, getting out of your friend's way so they can live their authentic life. And, you know, and it's, and I think that if we do that for people, they naturally kind of do that for us, because, I mean, and maybe they don't, but then that's when you have to kind of create your own boundary and say, like, hey, I'm doing this, you know, because it's what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it really is just, like, getting out of each other's way, but yet still, like, staying in the space, you know, to, like, support and to love and to, I don't know, just be there, but not control.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, we have both experienced loss in the sense of friendships or people not understanding or not agreeing with our life choices and then just disappearing. Oh. Or worse, becoming extremely polite and cordial, which to me is a worse fate than just stop being my friend altogether. But I think I love what you said about being able to leave space for your friend to kind of do their thing, because I think at times we are all going to stumble and make mistakes and do things that maybe our friends think are stupid. But, and another point I want to make is I think there are varying degrees of friendship. Like, you and I are on a closer level than me and Sally Joe down the street, just because we've fostered a relationship. We have time and history on our side. And you and I have also been able to say to each other, hey, what about this thing in your life? Or I don't know about this. Or, and I think that's how you grow in relationship, but you have to have a relationship in order to be able to do that. You can't just speak into someone's life without them letting you do that, because speaking into someone's life without permission is what everybody in the world is doing right now. And I think social media, somehow grants people permission for that. And so I think understanding varying degrees of friendship and that it's okay. I talk about this with my clients and I call them coffee friends. And then I've got like my homies, you know what I mean? And then I've got like my acquaintances. So I've got friends who I'll go to coffee with and we'll have a great time. We'll talk for a couple hours and we'll do it again next month. And that's good enough for us. I've got my homies who are, you know, it's like you, where we do life together and you know stuff and we've walked through things together. And then I've got my acquaintances that, you know, I'll see at the corner Walmart or whatever. So I think that's healthy and that's appropriate. You don't need to have every single coffee friend and you don't need to have every single homie. You need to have varying degrees. And I think another point that you made that I just want to reiterate is being a secure base for your own self. Because you mentioned that you felt codependent at times in your past relationships, but I think the thing that makes you a really good friend is that you are a very secure base for people. It's like basic attachment theory, where children need a secure base so that they can explore the world. And that's why I see you. I see you as a very secure base. So people feel free to come to you and find that security and that grounding and that safety. But then if they need to go for a while or if they need to do whatever or if they're kind of doing something different with their lives, it's not like they think that the door's ever closed with you. And certainly, I do want to stress the importance of boundaries and understanding when a relationship is not healthy. But I think it's okay if people are different and they maybe do different things with their lives. They may become a coffee friend versus a homie, but they don't have to just disappear. And to me, I don't know. I thought this was kind of common sense, but I think lately I've experienced differing, confusing relationships with people that has caused me to just kind of wonder, what makes a good friend? How do I be a good friend? How can I show people that I care about them if even if we're not the same, I think it's an important topic for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I feel you. Like, I think you're right. Like, I don't think that, it's super, super common to have, no, we live in such a polarized world. And I, you know, I went from, you know, your area of the world to now my area of the world, to like from a conservative space to a very liberal space. And, it's so different. Well, it's different, but what's really funny is that it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that a polarized person is a polarized person.
Yeah.
And while, you know, I identify and probably lean more towards like the liberal mindset, quote unquote, whatever that means. And you know, than I do like the conservative mindset. I think that what's lost constantly is people just forget that, you know, I'm a human, you're a human, I'm an expert on my life, you're the expert on your life. And while I can have input, if we have a relationship, like you were saying, which is, oh my God, so important.
Yeah.
As long as we have a relationship and I'm able to like speak into something that I see, but like, it doesn't, you know, just because we're different doesn't mean that like the security of the relationship should suddenly just like fall away. Which I feel like, gosh, when I came out to my parents that I was voting for Hillary in the election, it was like earth shattering for them.
Mm.
And I was just sitting there going like, you know, as somebody that is having this like quote unquote, like I was just trying to speak my mind. Like I was just trying to be me and just be authentic. And all of a sudden, like they had these like big reactions, and then, you know, and it was a big thing. And I just kind of was like, which here where I live, like voting for Trump was a big thing. And I just, at the end of the day, like, I just sit back and I almost, like, want to, like, laugh about it because, like, it's, you know, it's, like, it's just insanity. Because, like, the people that, who raised me in this situation, or even, like, I had friends that we had differing views politically, I wanted to, like, look at these people. And for a few people, I did. I was like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Did you forget that I'm your friend, your sister, your daughter? Like, did you forget that?
Mm.
Like, and I feel like that's what people do, is like suddenly you're no longer this precious, you know, miracle human with this relationship and this history. Suddenly, like, you just happen to step into something that puts you in a place that suddenly there's a new label on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're no longer like, you're no longer a friend. You're now a conservative or whatever.
Yeah.
And I believe, you know, personally for me, that part of my approach to friendship has to do with, I feel like kind of has to do a lot with my faith. I feel like my faith informs me that, you know, the relationships that we have with each other are super, 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 super important.
Yeah.
And how we live in community with people, how we treat people, you know, shows what's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think that if, honestly, I guess to be really blunt, like, I feel like if somebody is not willing to give space to another human to just be who they are, you know, especially if you are seeing that this person that you care about is just like flourishing, you know, then you need to take a clue that they're living their quote unquote best life at that moment. And I feel like if you can't do that, you really, really, really have to look inside yourself and ask yourself, like, why can I not give space to this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is their flourishing, their health? What is that doing? And when I say health, I almost always mean mental health or like holistic health. But it's like, what is that doing to me?
Yeah.
Because it's really, in the end, it's about the person who's having the reaction. You know, they're the ones who have to get, you know, deep within themselves and kind of like see like, oh, maybe you're not giving yourself space. Mm-hmm. You're not offering yourself something, or you're not able to do something for yourself, and therefore you can't do it for this person.
Yeah.
I think that this current climate we're in has sort of like brought that to the forefront. I mean, you know, like, I don't know if you've seen these articles, but like, I know we're talking about friendships, but I, you know, relationships are relationship to me, but there are marriages that have ended because of the election.
Yeah.
Like, and there are definitely friendships that have ended. But like, it's sometimes I want to be like, I wonder if there's a church that's split over it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure somewhere there is, but like, there's just relationships that ended because of this.
Right.
And it's just like fascinating. It's like so fascinating.
Yeah. Well, and I definitely agree with what you said as far as, you know, not that long ago, I had people questioning a decision I was making about my own life, and I was dying for them to talk to me about it. I wanted them to say something to me because I knew that they were uncomfortable, and I knew that there was some distance between us, and I kind of knew why, but I was confused and hurt as to why there was all of a sudden this space between me and people that I've known for years and years and years. And I don't know. I would encourage, like you said, I just want to, again, reiterate, I would encourage anybody who has a relationship or a friendship in their life where they feel uncomfortable or they feel that space or that tension, talk to them if you can. Even if all you say is, I'm uncomfortable, I recognize that I'm uncomfortable, I don't fully know why, but I'm going to try to work on it. That's all you need to say. That I would have loved for people to say that to me. I wanted them to say that to me. And then we could have worked together, or I could have given you space rather than thinking that you were just distancing yourself from me for no reason. So I don't know. I do think a lot of it is introspective. I would say be honest and be introspective. If you need space from a relationship, and certainly, again, just want to make the point that we're not talking about harmful relationships here. Right. That's a whole different situation. But if you're in a healthy friendship, but they're choosing something that makes you uncomfortable, be honest and be introspective. Tell them how you feel. Even if you're not sure what that is, you can say, I feel weird. Everybody can say that. And then take time, like you said, take time to figure out why. Is it because you guys are simply just going in different directions, you're not going to be as close friends anymore, but you don't have to cut off the relationship? Or is it because there's something that person reminds you of that you maybe need to work through? And, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think, like you said, the polarization of you're either my friend because we completely agree and we run in the same circles and we do the same things, or you're not, I don't think that's fair. And I also don't think that that's life, and you're going to be very lonely if that's how you feel, because more and more, that's not possible. People don't agree on everything. And if you do, that might be a bigger problem. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, and I think also it makes your life very one dimensional.
Yeah.
You know, if you're always just surrounding yourself with people that you totally agree with, like, you know, I get that can bring a sense of safety, and security, but it also makes your life very one dimensional. I think it breeds ignorance, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, because people don't step outside their economic class or their political views or church affiliations or whatever. Like, you know, if you let all these things that can, and it's so easy to do that. I mean, even like, let's say like sports teams, as I know you're watching the football yesterday, you know, I think we have all these ways that humans find to separate us. Like, we're just so good at separation.
Yeah.
We're not that good at relationships. Because, I mean, in general, like, which I think I want to believe, at least, that I think that we're getting better. Mm-hmm. Just because there's just so much awareness out there and social media. And, like, it's easy to, like, be in contact or, like, listen or read other people's perspectives. You know, so I want to believe that it's getting better across the board. But relationships are hard. Like, real relationships, like, with a real person who has, who, you know, you can't control, Which that has to do with obviously like a marriage too. I mean, any relationship, like we can't control the other people we're with. And I also think another super, super important point, which I, you know, I probably meditate on this like point almost daily or moment by moment, is that, you know, just because you disagree doesn't mean that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make that person wrong. It doesn't, like, you know, if you and I disagreed on something, like, it doesn't mean that you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm right and you're wrong, or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. You
right.
know,
it, totally.
At a certain point, like, you have to let it go. And I think that for me, like, growing up in the South, one of the things that I really struggled with, and I mean, I've had to really wrestle with my ego in relationships, is because I grew up with a lot of ego around me, mm-hmm. all the time. Like, being, you know, a conservative evangelical Christian meant being right.
Mm-hmm.
You were right, and everybody else around you was wrong. And I think that mindset, you know, where I'm not trying to disagree with, like, if you're an evangelical, like, you know, I mean, I'm a Methodist. I don't know what they are. Are they evangelical? Who knows? But I think, you know, if you're evangelical, live your life. I'm not trying to tell you not to be an evangelical. I'm just trying to say, like, I think any mindset that tells you that I'm right, you're wrong, and because I'm right, you're wrong, like, you need to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I think any mindset, no matter what it comes from, that tells you that is dangerous. And,
yeah.
you know, and I think that people that are different, and on it, like, you know, I think that living out here, I feel like living out in Seattle has, I don't know, you can tell me, but I feel like it's made me a better friend, because mm-hmm. it's still like rubbing my ego edges off all the time, because I did not grow up in a politically correct culture. I'm constantly around very politically correct people, and I feel like I'm constantly being humbled, because I don't always know what to say, I don't always know what to do. And where sometimes I hear my friends and family from Arkansas, you know, get on this pedestal about, you know, well, we don't care about PC culture, I'm like, you know, but really, like, It's not about, in those moments when I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, it's not a good feeling to not always know what to say, but it's a growth. You learn how to listen. You learn how to empathize. You learn how to ask questions. You just learn how to give space to feeling like you don't know and you don't have to know.
Yeah.
But I think that, I don't know. I didn't grow up here, so I don't know if people up here struggle with the whole, you know, or right, you're wrong. I'm sure they do. It's just a little different. But I think that idea, I don't know. I kind of feel like I think it's a toxic idea personally. And I think that it's kind of leaked into more than just, you know, whether you're, you know, your political affiliations or your church or whatever. But I think it leaks into the basis of a relationship. I don't know.
That's for sure.
My perspective.
No, yeah. It's good. This is why you're the resident expert on friendships around here.
Girl.
Well, I appreciate you starting this conversation. And this is why I love these little mini episodes, because I kind of just want to drop some truth into people's laps and let them engage with their people or with us, or I'm going to put on there, you can look back on the other previous episodes with Amanda, but you can find her at, well, tell us where we can find you, Miss Amanda, on Instagram.
Yeah. So I am part of a podcast called Fat Face Feelings. You can find us on Instagram at Fat Face Feelings or online at Fat Face Feelings. I mean, we are all over the place with our fat faces and feelings. But it's a fat positive podcast between me and my good friend Erin talking about good friends. Basically, it's just us being us, and we're just having this journey of fat positivity, fat acceptance together in our lives and our experiences. And we also interview people. So, you know, it's for everybody, but especially if you're, you know, a person of size, you might find a lot of relatable content.
Yep, that's right. And then do you want people to know your personal one, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. So I'm a little more, like, I don't know, choosy about who I add.
Oh, sure.
The fact-based feelings account is completely open. So, like, anybody can, like, join it. If you troll us, I'm going to delete you. But, like, on my personal account is Worthy Flame. So if you want to see pictures of dogs and cats,
yes,
and fall foliage right now and just, like, random whatevers, you can go and add me. If I don't accept and you're a real human who really wants to follow me, just, like, send me a message and be like, hey, girl.
There you go.
I'm not a creeper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so if you guys have any questions or thoughts or want to continue this conversation, you can find Amanda at all those places. You can find me, excuse me, at the Be Nourished podcast. And yeah, we want to talk about friendships and all the things. Don't forget that during November, we're doing Nourishing November. So if you want to win a big old giveaway at the end of November, just basically all you have to do is be engaged. So like, comment, follow, whatever, share. I just want whoever's going to be the most involved, I want to really, you know, nourish them at the end of November. So be sure and follow along at Be Nourished Podcast for all the goodies.
Yay!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.